We now present once again Barry Cameron, the story of a soldier who came home and of his wife Anna. For an extra feature of daintiness that you can see for yourself, change to famous Sweetheart soap. For Sweetheart is the only soap among the 8 leading beauty soaps that comes in a quick-drying oval case. Hence, Sweetheart is always more pleasant to look at, more pleasant to pick up, and so much daintier for the next person to use. You see, unlike many soaps that lie flat, only one tiny part of Sweetheart's oval cake touches the soap dish. That means air gets under it to dry it fast. Helps avoid wasteful, melted soap. For gentle, thorough beauty care and fragrant shampoos, get Sweetheart in the oval cake. Remember, Sweetheart is the soap that agrees with your skin. And now Barry Cameron, the story of a soldier who came home and of his wife Anna as they begin their life together again. The injury of Warren Johnson has brought Barry to Mercy Hospital, as it has brought Warren's father, Thad Johnson. Mr. Johnson, haggard and near the point of exhaustion, is staring out a window in the waiting room. A woman enters and looks about uncertainly. Then, slowly, she goes to a chair. For silent moments, Mr. Johnson watches her, knowing she, too, is afraid for someone. And he feels a kinship so strong that it pulls him across the room to her side.
May I talk to you?
Oh, I didn't hear you walk across the room.
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. I wish you hadn't had to come to this hospital because it means that someone you know or love is ill.
Yes. Yes, it does.
I'm sorry.
You're waiting for word of someone, aren't you?
Yes, my son. They don't expect him to live.
Oh.
I've been in this room for so long, helpless. I'd like to go down there and exchange my life for his, and I can't. There's nothing I can do. You know, very often people have thought that the end of the world had come. Well, the end of my world is coming now. If I could just start over again, if I could find the big calendar and tear off the pages, back to the time when my children were born. So many mistakes, so many wrong turnings. This was set up then. The pattern for my son's accident was set up then. My mistakes are responsible.
You have more than your son?
What?
You said children. Nothing can make up for his loss. But at least you won't be alone. You'll have someone else. That's poor comfort now, but maybe in time it'll help you. I hope it will. With all my heart, I hope so.
You're very kind.
I mean it.
I know you do. I have a daughter.
So have I.
Is she why you're here? If you'd rather not,
It's all right. Really, it is. Yes, she's why I'm here.
What's the matter with her?
She came to see the young man she loves. He was hurt and I believe he's dying. I thought that I ought to be with Frances. Or near her, anyway. In case she needs me.
Frances?
Yes.
What's your name?
Mrs. Adams. Bertha Adams.
And you're Frances Adams' mother?
Yes, I... Do you know her?
Yes, I know her. I'm Thad Johnson.
Thad Johnson?
Yes. Your daughter's here to see my son. Frances is here to see Warren because he asked for her.
One of the girls in Frances' office telephoned me about it. Joan Clark. Joan came to the hospital with her. All she said was that Warren had been run over by a car and they'd sent for Frances. What happened, Mr. Johnson?
Warren left home when Frances broke her engagement to him. Left home because it was my fault that she wouldn't have him.
It was your daughter Edna's fault.
He and Frances were to have been married today. But things got so bad that she had to give him up. Well, Warren asked another girl to marry him. Somebody he had met at a party just 2 or 3 nights ago. Well, Mrs. Adams, she's horrible. A frowsy little blonde who took one look at his bank balance and leaped at the chance of getting him. They were on the way to the chapel this noon. My son went to hail a taxi, and he stepped in front of it.
You're blaming yourself, Mr. Johnson. You mustn't.
I told you the pattern for Warren's accident was set up when my children were young, and it Mars.
But Edna is the one who broke them up. She objected to Francis. She made things so miserable for her that Francis couldn't marry Warren.
That's what I mean, Mrs. Adams. I should have had more control over her. I should have been able to stop Edna. Instead, she forced me to take her side. She ran away from home. She threatened suicide.
Good heavens.
Yes, it got that far. I had to take Edna's side because I was afraid of what she might do. I had to tell Warren that if he married your daughter, he and I were through. Edna wanted it that way, and that's the way it had to be.
Mr. Johnson.
What? Oh, it's the nurse. What is it?
The doctor started the transfusion.
Started it? What's the matter? Barry Cameron went to give Warren a transfusion an hour ago.
Yes, and that's been done. We had to send to General Hospital for some type O blood.
You mean they're giving Warren another transfusion?
Yes. Mr. Cameron was able to help out because he's type O. But he can't give any more. Fortunately, General could spare some. Then Warren hasn't seen my daughter yet. Francis Adams? Not yet, Mrs. Adams. He hasn't regained consciousness.
Nurse, will he? Does he have a chance at all?
Dr. Hartley will speak to you as soon as he's free.
I can't wait for Dr. Hartley. I want to know now.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson.
You're sorry.
The doctors are doing everything they can. But there's very little chance for your son.
Can't we get more doctors? Anybody. I'll pay for anything.
Miracles can't be bought, can they? And a miracle's all that will save him.
I see.
Nurse, where is Frances? Can't she do something? She's waiting with Mr. Cameron. They're close by Warren's room, so that if he should ask for her, she'll be right there.
Why is there some word, Barry? Why don't they tell us something?
They will when they can, Frances.
Our wedding day. This was to be our wedding day. How did he look, Barry? You saw him.
Well, he didn't look so good.
And he didn't revive at all after the transfusion? Or during it?
No.
If I could speak to him. If I could tell him he has to live.
He couldn't hear you.
No. Where's your wife, Barry? You haven't said.
Anna had to go to Chicago. Her father was taken to the hospital.
Barry?
Yes. It was very sudden. Ruptured appendix.
How is he?
I'm not sure. He was pretty sick the last I knew. Anna called me this morning, and I had a telegram around noon.
There may have been something else from her by now. It's almost 4:00.
Well, Pat Kelly at the garage knows I'm here. He can get in touch with me if there's anything.
Oh, poor Barry. Too bad people keep needing you. It isn't fair, is it? Warren and Edna and I have certainly complicated your life. Oh, listen. Did somebody call me?
Well, I don't think so, Frances.
Maybe it was a nurse. Miss Norris? No, there isn't anybody in the hall. My heart stopped beating for a minute. Now it's pounding.
Well, do you suppose you could drink a cup of tea or something, Frances?
Oh, no thanks, Barry.
You didn't have any lunch because I was with you trying to get you to go to the chapel. Trying to stop Warren from marrying Gloria Mulvaney.
Gloria Mulvaney?
You do understand about her, don't you, Frances? She isn't anything to him. It's as if you were on a very high diving board and yelling that he wasn't afraid. But he was afraid, Francis. He'd lost you and he was scared to death. Marrying Gloria was just his way of hanging onto somebody's hand and jumping off of that very high board.
Yes, Barry. I understand that.
Hey, wait a minute. Francis, what's the matter?
Matter? I don't know.
Francis, the doctor says... What's the matter, Mr. Cameron?
Nurse, I think she's going to faint.
There's going to fall.
I've got her. Well, she didn't have any lunch. And then Warren...
Dr. Hartley wants her to come to Warren's room. I'll break the top of this vial. There it is. Francis, breathe deeply. Inhale this.
Is Warren asking for her?
He's talking about her. And the doctor thinks if she's there, she may be able to reach him.
She's really out. I'm having to hold her.
Can you put her on the bed, Mr. Cameron?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Miss Knott.
With her head up at this end.
Okay.
Got to go to that boy's room now.
You mean if she doesn't, it may be too late.
Yes.
Oh, golly. That's a second. There she is. Can you bring her out of her?
I'll have to in a hurry. Oh, there's a call for you, Mr. Cameron, from Chicago. You can take it in the office that you used before.
But what about Frances? Oh, Chicago. That's my wife. News about her father. The same office, Miss Norris?
Yes, and on your way, ask the floor nurse to send a doctor in here, Mr. Cameron. Any doctor.
And if you don't see the nurse, get one yourself.
Barry rushes out of the room in search of a doctor. Francis has to go to Warren's room now. Be sure to listen on Monday for the next chapter of the story of Barry Cameron and his wife Anna. Wherever women mention beauty care, wherever they talk about beauty soaps, you hear the good word today about Sweetheart Soap's extra feature of daintiness. You see this delicately perfumed soap in the attractive green box. Comes to you in a smooth oval cake that's quick drying. This quick drying feature of Sweetheart Soap means that Sweetheart is daintier to pick up, firmer, and more inviting to use. Unlike many soaps that lie flat, only one tiny part of Sweetheart's oval cake touches the soap dish. That means air gets under and practically all around it to dry it quickly. This helps avoid wasteful, melted soap. Your cake of Sweetheart is always more delightfully dainty to use. No wonder more than 6 million people have changed to Sweetheart soap in just 3 years alone. No wonder Sweetheart is a family favorite. Get acquainted with the only one of the 8 leading beauty soaps that offers you this self-evident advantage. Use Sweetheart soap for daily beauty care, baby's bath, tubs and showers, and fragrant shampoos. Today, be sure to get Sweetheart soap in the long-lasting oval cake that stays drier. Remember, Sweetheart is the soap that agrees with your skin. Barry finds a doctor in the hall.
Doctor, will you please go to room 212 right away? Frances Adams fainted, and she's got to see Warren Johnson. But she can't talk to him now. Well, there isn't any hope for him.
And as the doctor heads quickly for room 212, Barry goes to the telephone to hear what Anna has to say about her father. Listen again on Monday at the same time for the story of Barry Cameron, the soldier who has come home, and of his wife Anna. Until Monday, then, this is Larry Elliott saying goodbye for Sweetheart Soap, the soap that agrees with your skin.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.